This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, people, plenty of ground to cover on today's Kennedy Molloy. Let's start at the big one.
Yes.
Work experience kid Josh. Is he in? Did he do it? What happened?
He's on his way in, apparently, and something huge happened at the concert besides Celine singing.
Celine Dion in concert last night. Full review coming soon from Josh, the work experience kid.
Now, Spotify reckons they know which state in this country bonks the most.
Based on the
music choices and downloads.
Well, I'll be whatever state I'm in at the time, I imagine.
Hello, so girls. I want you all to start thinking of your loving song.
Thinking about your state.
Yeah.
What you've been up to. Yeah. Are you horny? As a state. Not individually. As a state.
A bit early to be talking about being horny, isn't it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Hey, Lee Sales is on the show today.
Not link the two.
she'll have a good understanding of the national profile.
Well, she
host
will.
Of 7:30.
Yes.
She'll have a opinion on this, no
she
doubt.
She might know.
She's got some big stories rolling.
Do you know what
out.
I really want to talk to her about is this Great Barrier Reef Foundation.
Okay.
I wouldn't
You're
like
across
to.
This?
I'm across, yeah.
It's all a bit too late, isn't it? Hasn't the ship sailed?
I don't know, but...
Isn't the money's
in the bank.
But the reef's bleached.
No,
it's done.
Well, who knows?
It's a little too late, idiots.
Have you made a mistake and got your partner into trouble? Because Peter Fitzsimons has done it to Lisa.
Oh, jeez. There you go, of course.
Lisa Wilkinson, who went from the Today Show. She's moved on to Channel 10. And her husband did something that I think would make her feel a little bit cross with him. And we're going to talk about whether you've had a partner to do the same.
All right, we like that stuff. Also, I'll tell you what we like, hero dogs
in
particular. And there's one out there that needs our help.
Okay.
A possible safe haven.
What country are we talking about?
Colombia.
Oh, my God.
It's
okay.
A drug dog.
Oh, no.
And there's a bit going on.
All right.
We'll get to the bottom of that. That
Definitely.
Will be a load of fun, no doubt. Hey, Andy Lee will be in very shortly to talk about the passing of Jared Lyle,
who's
friend of his, and we'll get his thoughts on the issue. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We might get to the Paul Manafort trial, which haven't got there, but some of the details, mostly his fashion sense, it just boggles my mind.
Well, this is the interesting part of it.
So,
all this. Hey, Dave, how are you going?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Really well.
Yeah, doing well.
Yep.
How are you, Mick?
Am I okay, mate?
What are you looking at me like that for?
No,
what have I done?
No support from you.
What do you mean?
I'm claiming a victory today.
What for?
Well, I've walked here out of the lifts and through reception, and I see they are knocking up a reception desk for Triple M.
Are you saying, because you went Burko, to poor Julie, our receptionist?
I did not.
You did.
Long-term employee.
You had to send her flowers.
I send her flowers.
Because
hi, Julie.
It's very difficult. There's a lot of security when you get into a radio station. Yeah. You didn't have your pass, and she suggested you go a long route to get to where you
basically
get
have to go via the Cape to get to the
flight
studio.
Of stairs.
And you let her know.
Up to the second floor, through
displeased.
Another radio station, down a flight of stairs, leave a trail of breadcrumbs, get into the telephone booth like Max Smart, go down, get there.
And it is a bit of palaver, I must say.
I blew up on air.
Mm.
Yeah.
I pointed out, I named names in management.
Yes.
And what I say when I turn up today, there it is.
They're moving it to our level now.
Constructed on our level. You can all thank me, everyone at Triple M.
It's only temporary.
I beg your pardon?
It's only temporary.
15 weeks.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're renovating. They're just doing it temporary. So it's not really your decision or your victory.
You wait. That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Okay. How are you feeling today? You look a bit perkier. You've had a shave.
Yeah,
that's a good start. No, I'm serious.
Jesus, you two drive me mad.
You're looking good.
I can't tell if you. What are you doing? Don't wind me up.
Nothing.
Don't.
I'm being serious.
You guys were so mean to me yesterday. Oh. Do you know? Here's a segment I floated for today at the meeting.
What?
Which no one's gone with. People ring up and say something nice about me.
That's not going to fly.
Why not?
1-3-3-5-3. Oh, well, no one's ringing.
No, seriously, because
you want people to ring up and be nice to you.
Ring up and say you're a little trooper, Mick.
Listen,
good on you, Mick.
We were very
you're
sympathetic.
Great. We really missed you, Mick.
But it all stops now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better
you
now.
You weren't sympathetic.
I was sympathetic.
Yeah. I'll tell you, he's back from illness. It's Fee Curran. Fee, you know, Fee.
Oh, our office manager.
So I saw Fee out the front.
I did too. I had a good chat.
Bowled straight up to her.
And what'd you say?
Said, how are we going with those 8 missing slabs of Budweiser?
Oh, yes. For those of you who don't know, we had another incredibly disastrous occurrence in this office building. 6
Eight
slabs.
Eight slabs.
I'm pretty sure from, not from memory, but I'm...
All right. You were a bit quick with that answer. Yeah, eight slabs of beer.
Were taken, stolen.
And stolen, and we've got to get to the moment.
And she's going through the footage. Do you know what?
Is she going through the footage?
Yeah, she is, as we speak. Guess what? God. You can't get me. She's given me a pass.
Really? Why?
I own my own brewery.
Oh, yeah.
I own my own brewery. Brick Lane, which opens tonight.
Yes.
It's a big
beer.
Opening.
Very good beer.
I was supposed to cut the ribbon, but unfortunately I can't be there.
You're doing the front bar tonight?
I'm doing the front bar. But what guy who owns a brewery?
Oh, you're very happy. You're very happy.
It's
your dream come true. Hey, listen.
Mate, I am. I'm like a brewery owner.
Buddy, you got some callers. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
G'day, how you going? I just want to ring up and say Mick Malloy, you're an absolute legend. There's on the rack. Fuck you, mum.
Chris, you've just won a slab of Brick Lane.
Thank you, Chris.
A Brick Lane beer for you and share with your friends. You're a great man.
You don't have to bribe the callers to ring for free beer, though.
Marcus. Oh, Marcus is on the line.
Hello, Marcus.
Mick, look, mate, don't listen to those other two. You're an absolute ultimate legend, mate. They need to back off and stop giving you a hard time, buddy.
Thank you, Marcus.
Oh, boo-hoo.
It's a slab of Brick Lane for you, too.
For God's sake.
He's a top bloke. Leave him alone.
Come on, Marcus.
You might get your job here at the station.
Call a ambulance.
Marcus, you'll be his PA, so look out.
Go on, mate. Let's take good Nathan's on the line.
Hi, God,
Nathan.
Really?
How are you,
Hello, Nathan.
Hi, guys. Love the show, Mick. Yeah. Glad you're back.
Thanks,
Dave O'Neill was always a moderately good filling, but, mate, you can never be replaced.
Oh, my God.
That's a slab of Brick Lane.
Oh, my God. Keep giving away. I'm going to send your brewery broke on their opening night.
It's their opening night. I can't be there. They've said they can choose.
All right, Dave, we've got to go to a song.
We better go
Come
to a song.
On.
What?
Yeah,
that's
will.
Enough compliments Enjoying for you, that. Mick Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Very sad news that broke today. After a long battle with cancer, golfing great Jared Lyle, he passed away last night, surrounded by his family and friends in Torquay in Victoria. And it's really affected not only the golfing world, but many people, obviously. And
incredible. He obviously very well loved and liked, not only by family and friends, but, the wider community.
Absolutely. Adam Scott was absolutely overcome with emotion. He spoke last week and he said, well, he's one of the best blokes there is. Mike Clayton described him as a big unit full of fun, which he was. One of his other great mates, who actually had the privilege of being able to say goodbye to him, is Andy Lee. And Andy, you're on the phone. G'day, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
That's a pretty you've had a pretty full-on week. You've got a show that's just premiered on the telly. Next minute, you're in Torquay saying goodbye to a good mate. Tell us how that was.
I was actually pretty lovely. He's very peaceful yesterday, and there's a lot of close friends and acquaintances for Jared. That's the kind of guy he was, and his close mates had a lot of time with him Saturday where he was up and about for them. I think they tipped a few beers in and reminisced. He's from Shepparton, so a lot of the guys come down from there, and that was really lovely. Yesterday, he wasn't really responsive, but he knew the people in the room, and with a chance for me to go and say some thank yous and apologise for a few things. Like
you had to apologise?
Yeah.
For what?
I apologise for a few things. Well, for Melbourne Footy Club not getting their act together. So they're only coming good now, and he's been so loyal to them. It was a really lovely time to spend with him and his family, and to give an idea of the bloke. I met him back in 2010, and at a pro-am, I was lucky enough to be paired with him, and he had a love for golf and beer, and I thought, this is going to work out.
there's a perfect combination, isn't it?
Andy, can I ask you, we love our sportsmen, and we always revere people we know. This is different, though. This guy is so universally well-loved and liked. What is it that you can tell us about the man that has everyone feeling so deeply about him?
Always smiling and always up for a laugh. he's one of those golfers that was just so naturally talented. So he was really happy to chat to people in between, even when he was out there. He actually preferred his caddy talking about everything but golf as he walked to his next shot. So he was always very giving in that respect, even when he was playing golf at the highest level. He's very caring and looks for anyone to battle cancer three times. People don't know the story. He first got it when he was 17, beat that, then managed to get to the PGA, which is the biggest stage in golf, before he had a relapse, beat that, then got back on the tour after that again, which is just an extraordinary feat, and never complained once. And he was always interested in what you're doing and what you're up to, and it was never about him. So those type of people obviously naturally gravitate. A lot of friends and people want to gravitate to them. You know, I think The Rock even tweeted about Jared. So he'd be
God.
He's there pretty chuffed about that.
And he always wanted to know in these situations, which I'm sure everybody wants to find out, how Jared's wife and daughters are.
Yes. I only shared text messages with Bri, his wife. Mm-hmm. Little Gemma, which we saw yesterday, and Lucy was at school. She wanted to go to school, so she was there yesterday. But Gemma's two, and she probably doesn't realise what's happening. So she was still climbing up on top of him and giving him cuddles yesterday, which is lovely. And that was always great, even with his treatment. She was just always happy to charge straight to the hospital and clamber up on top.
Well, it keeps it real, doesn't it? And testament to Jared and his family's fortitude and generosity. Jared's wish...
Had written a little note for him that was beside his bed yesterday. There's a few spelling mistakes, Mick. I'll have to get the red pen out.
She's probably got a leave pass on that one.
We'll let her stay back after.
They've actually asked the family to donate to Challenge. Challenge is an organisation that I've been very close to as well. The CEO is Tom Gleisner.
Yep.
Dave Rogers is also the man who's behind it, and we've all been involved. It supports not only the children who have cancer, but their siblings who are often forgotten about at these times when kids get sick. So it's a very worthwhile organisation. If you'd like to donate or do anything, it's challenge.org.au.
Yes, it's a terrific go. I've been with Challenge for about over 10 years now, and Jared and I did a lot of things together through that. But yeah, supporting the families as well as the kids and even the parents. When people are going through sickness, a lot of people don't realise that the parents have to be in the hospital day in, day out. So little things we can do to give them a leave pass for a dinner, or even sometimes we take the chefs into hospital and just put in a room next door. That's the kind of things that Challenge are doing. And there's some really sad statistics about how families deal with their kids being ill. And often once the kids get better, marriages don't last. And it's because of the stress that has on those parents, and that's something we're trying to alleviate.
And the travel that people have to do as well to major city hospitals. So, hey, Andy, unusual and sad circumstances we talked to you today, but you've made it really special, so we would like to say thank you so much for calling up.
Yeah, I must say yesterday I was not too sad. I obviously had my moments today, but I was just really grateful to be able to spend time with Jared, and he's such a lovely guy. I'll add this little bit. They're at this beautiful house and for his last days, and you can open the balcony window and the sea breeze are coming in. You can look out over the water. And this speaks to what Jared's like. David, who you just mentioned from Challenge, went down there and Jared had the heater on. He said to David, "I'm really sorry, David. I know it's not my house. I've got the heater on and the door open." but he wanted that sea breeze. So, that says he's still thoughtful even to the very end.
Andy, I can tell you've been deeply touched by this experience. I think the only sensible thing to do is you and I should go and play lots of golf. I
think
I think that's what Jared would have wanted. should find the time as much as we can to go and play loads of golf.
I'll drink to that. I just actually put the bucket hat he gave me on about 7 years ago, and just his favourite course is Pebble Beach. So I just sat at home and played Pebble Beach.
Well, I say we go.
Thanks, Andy.
Good on you, Andy.
Good on you, mate.
And as per Jared's wish, you can donate to Challenge in lieu of gifts or flowers at challenge.org.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Here's which Aussie state makes love the most, according to Spotify. And the data's based on sexy songs.
What do you mean?
Well, people download sexy songs to have sexy time too.
So on the basis of that, they've worked out.
So would you like to know the order of the Australian states and territories and how they're ranked?
Sure.
Okay. Number one.
Yep.
A shout out to the ACT.
Oh, well, Canberra.
That's, it's all going off in Canberra.
That makes sense.
Yes. Really?
I am Canberra's favourite son.
Oh, my God. Which means, back to you.
Which would mean if I go to Canberra, I'm sure to get some action. Like, I'll be
really
knocking them down.
All right. Number
Mickey,
two.
Bit of Mickey time.
You might want to go.
That makes sense.
It doesn't really. You might want to go I'm
Canberra's favourite son. I'm the favourite son of the horniest state in Australia. Cop that.
Okay. You can write that in your autobiography.
Hello, girls. I'm coming to town.
Yeah.
Number two is Northern Territory.
I visit there.
Number three is WA.
I like it.
Number four is New South Wales.
New South Wales.
Number five is Queensland. You think they'd be getting hot and sweaty, but South Australia's number six. Strap yourself in, Victoria. You're number seven.
What a dud.
And talk about frigid. Tasmania is number eight.
There you go. Yeah, Adelaide. Adelaide. No.
Adelaide's number
Adelaide don't buy that. There has to be South someone Australia's else involved, number six. Adelaide.
Do you want to know, it says here in this article, the peak boning times.
Oh, righto. Yeah.
What are the peak boning times?
10 p.m. New South Wales locals, Victorians and Western Australia's. Yep. 9 p.m. for South Australians and Queenslanders. All right, so a lot of these songs I've never heard of because they're sort of, you know, hip, new, kiddie songs. Yeah. Urban songs. Yeah. One song by Full Crate called Grind Slow. Whatever that is.
Doesn't sound very sexy.
It doesn't.
I prefer the other song, Hammer and Tong.
I think we should do the call out. What's your sexy song? 133353.
Here we go.
What's your sexy song?
What you mean this is the song you put on in the boudoir to get all the juices flowing and to get your A game up and about?
Yeah.
Is that
when it's sort of, when it's getting, you know.
I know when it's time, a little bit of this goes on.
Oh.
Hey, baby.
Jeez.
Yoink.
Do you come out in shorts? Here we
go. I do. And no one's allowed to run onto the bed until after the second song.
All right. That's enough.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. You know you're in luck if that comes out.
Yeah.
Right. You know it's your night. Ladies,
why don't you come to my house?
Well, what's in at your joint?
Well, let me just put the record player on.
Afternoon delight. Okay,
is it peak time at your joint?
Could be. Well, I'm quite perky then. I got a bit sleepy at about 9.
Before the Chardonnay's kicked in. Quick, there's a window.
I'm
there's
ready
a small
for bedtime at 9 o'clock.
Small window in the afternoon. A bit of afternoon delight. Oh, that sounds very. Hi, there's one. If I really want to make it
get fired up,
game over. Mm-hmm. This works for me. You gotta turn in, oh yeah,
Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz. Guys, hello, ladies. let's whip those skirts off.
Make your mind up.
Hello.
You would get that timing just right to whip those skirts off. Everybody remembers that. All right, you get the idea. What's your sexy song? Give us a call now on 133353.
Yes. Right. What's your song? We'll find it and we'll play it.
A new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Spotify have released some data that shows which states in this country have sexy time the most. And I believe it was the ACT.
It was the ACT number one.
Sexy time, is that like question time in Parliament? It's time for sexy time.
And sadly for everyone in Tassie, a big shout out to you there, but you got some work to do because you came last.
Who was?
It's a bit cold. I thought it would make it work more if you're a bit chilly. Maybe.
So it goes. So ACT, way out in front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where Barnaby Joyce is most of the time?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right. Can I give you one of mine?
Yeah,
so what we're doing is we're saying what gets you going in the boudoir.
Mm. Right.
And we're showing songs we like to play to get everyone in the mood.
So you've had Tigerland, you've had Bucks Fizz.
Oh, God.
This is my big gun, though.
Really?
If you're here this year, you're in strife.
Okay.
Here it comes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Right. Girls are going to run a mile.
Lucky ladies out there.
Oh.
They're lucky. It is in the back of the ute. Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous song when you think about
it. It's fantastic.
Aussie classic.
It's a love song.
Do I have one more of mine?
You've got one.
Yeah, what do you got?
Come on. When I get that feeling. Hang on. That is really
I don't really think you want to bring up sexual healing.
Did you want
sounds
to
like you've got an STD.
Excuse me. Don't ruin this song for me by saying STD.
I wouldn't be pulling that one out.
Shut up. Going,
what are you saying?
Dave, what have you got?
Did you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
This is what I bring. Bit of Darude and Sandstorm.
What is going on?
My ears hurt. What the hell?
What are you in, some kind of serial killer apartment? Are
you, what are you knitting?
Is
like
there some kind of flashing light going
something?
On? Is there,
that's weird,
there butterflies
man.
Flying around the
weird
room?
Weird.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. It just brings it. Bit of energy. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. I think we better go to our callers because yeah. Wow, I'm still recovering.
What just happened?
Mark, how are you going, Mark?
Good, good.
Are you enjoying the music we've been playing this afternoon for you?
Yes.
Good.
What would you like us to play for to get you in the mood?
Billy Squire.
Oh, that's a stroke.
I think you can take care of that yourself, can't you, Mark?
It's a very literal song in the boudoir, Mark.
Stroke me now.
Yeah.
That's not good for you.
Yeah, well done.
For you, you know what you want. You're barking out the orders. Yeah.
You're being straight up front, you know what you want.
It's all a bit Gestapo.
All right. Okay, Michael. Oh, Michael, you've got one that I love. How
hey
are you
guys,
going?
How you doing?
Really good.
All right, what is it?
Let us know what your song is.
Mate, Salt and Pepper, Push It.
Oh, yeah.
Push it good. Again, barking out the orders. What do you want, sort of push your bottom up and down, do you, Michael?
Well, that's yeah. Pretty literal
mate,
as well.
Push it
real good.
Wow.
Yeah. You are you know. By yourself, Michael? You need to go and see someone quick.
You know, Michael, I was trapped in a lift once with Salt and Pepper.
No kidding.
I was at the Arias.
Really? We were in a lift. Salt or Pepper or both?
Both.
Wow.
Well, both. And the lift broke down and there was just the three of us that got...
Did you push it good?
Did
you push it real good?
Let's just say they shouldn't have taken so long to...
For God's sakes.
No,
thank you, Michael.
Chad, you
for
know
that.
What my thing was? They were tiny. Absolutely
really?
Tiny. They came
yeah.
up to about here on me.
Right. Tiny salt and pepper.
Okay.
Tiny salt and pepper shakers. Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah, Devo's Whip It. Now whip it. Easy
shape. Shape it up.
Three.
Get straight. Everyone's barking
go
orders.
And,
move ahead. Phil, do you put on the little hat? Do you put on the flower pot hat?
No, not the flower pot hat, but I got the cat of nine tails.
Are you?
Hey, you're right, Phil.
Go on.
Steady on.
Do you know any girls that really love that song? Because yeah. I've got girlfriends. We do love that song, my yeah. girlfriends and I.
You know, Phil, when we put this topic up, it had to be consensual. Didn't you? We're not
asking for it. It's a great first up time.
All right.
All right. Jeez, thanks, Phil.
All right, Phil.
Hey, John.
Crikey. Yeah.
Yeah, what's your song, man? What's going on?
Well, the song that stirs my missus up like a tiger, it'd have to be a bit of Barry White. Can't get enough of you, Ola Bieber.
Oh, that yeah. deep voice.
I can't so do it that deep, babe. Sorry.
And what does she do, John?
Oh, she gets in the tiger mode. I don't
know. Okay.
Crazy.
She put lingerie on?
All right.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Just finding out what goes on in the world.
You're making
him
on.
Yeah. Of course I am. It's my job.
Tiger mode. He has to stand there with a chair and a whip and protect himself.
Let's take it home with Dave.
Barry White comes on.
Hey, Dave.
How you going, folks?
Really good. What's a song that you like to sort of, you know, get in the
I'm
mood
I'm a
for?
One-man band by Leo Sayer.
What? Oh, you mean it's like one-man band but when you're by yourself, mate? Oh, Dave. You're a crack-up.
I was enjoying that. Play a bit
oh,
more.
You want a bit more Tiny Leo Say? All right, here we go.
Well, don't call him Tiny. Tiny Leo, what do you know? Nobody knows
or understands. I do like Leo Say. Just one man
band. Ah, Dave.
Do you get much action, Dave? I'm guessing not.
As much as he wants.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Right,
it's a one-man band.
Give
good
him
on
a prize.
You,
give Dave a prize.
Sure, Dave, you got a prize. We'll give you $100 Liquorland back. There you go. It's coming your way.
Thank you very much.
Right. You're more than welcome.
And we got one more.
Check yourself to a treat tonight.
This one I love. Shane, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Shane, what is the song that gets you in the mood?
Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Yeah, that's happy. It makes me feel good.
Crikey.
Wow.
Biggie.
Oh, my God. God, now what? You've ruined this one for me too. Stop it. Two comedy greats and even
better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Hey guys, we're just talking about romantic songs after that Spotify survey. The phones have gone nuts, and John thought he'd ring through with a suggestion as well. Hey, John.
Hey guys, so I love the show. First of all, hey Mickey, I thought you'd have the song on fast rotation. Hey Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey Mickey, hey Mickey.
I often come out of the ensuite
really?
Naked with pom poms.
Okay. All right.
And and go to work. Leave my mask. Okay. The reason why we're laughing is because our work experience kid is
15.
He's in the studio. He's right beside us. He's shaking his head. Too much information, Josh. How are you, mate? Just a
bit. Hello,
hi
Josh.
There. Hi there, Mick.
Moving there a bit close. You're to
the microphone, mate. How many times you been on the end? Twice.
Drop the
seat. Should be a professional by now.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You should be professional. Now, the call went out last... By the way, we'll take these calls throughout the show if you want to
Of songs that you like.
Music is in the boudoir. So,
exactly.
Check in. Now, last night you accepted our call out to go and see... What's her name?
Celine,
Celine and Dion live in concert because we thought, whoa, that'd be a terrible thing to send a 15-year-old boy to go and see.
Because we put it out that it wasn't right down the alley of Triple M people.
It didn't seem a natural fit.
No.
Not our strong suit.
I'm not sure that you were quite familiar with Celine Dion's work, were you, before?
What did you know?
Not at all.
What did you know? What
was the Titanic song.
The Titanic song.
Yeah.
The Titanic song.
My favourite song.
Is it what? Seriously?
Yeah.
Of hers or in...
Of hers, obviously.
So the first question
yes.
we had to ask, you were accompanied by Whitney from here.
And then
she's a huge fan. And we're going to get to her in a minute
because I think
she lost herself.
I believe.
She did.
Really inappropriate.
So you met and you went there. Would you like to proceed with your
What happened, mate? Talk us through it. What can we expect from the night?
Okay. Well, before I get into the Celine Dion show, I'd like to recommend the next performer you might like me to send to. Cher is coming in October.
Wow. You're getting ahead of yourself.
I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
Lock that in if she's still alive. If she's not being dragged around on stage weekend at Bernie style.
So the night started off with Whitney and I waiting in a line while she was quite literally shrieking of excitement.
Average age?
30s, 50s, middle-aged women.
Right, okay.
Quite broad.
Middle-aged women. 30s, 50s, middle-aged women. You want to be careful, young man.
And their husbands accompanying.
You mean their long-suffering husbands.
Well, it was actually quite interesting because for Whitney it was like a dream come true. And for me, I was forced to go, so... anyway.
So it was pretty much like every other couple. Wasn't it? Girls excited, boys. Good Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, the opener's on, so it's a good prime opportunity to go get an overpriced hot dog.
The opening song?
Like, first song? Food?
Song, dude.
Oh, you mean what?
Well, the opener, not Celine.
The act before Celine.
Opening act, sorry. Gotcha. Yeah, I think she was singing the national anthem for America, not Australia. Oh, okay. It was odd.
Who's that?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Hence your work. You've got to find that stuff out.
There's
a lot to come back with. Celine Dion supported by...
So far you've got a hot dog,
Go on. Back in the venue. Celine's about to go on. Our seats are fantastic. They're honestly amazing. They're phenomenal.
Then thank me later.
So the lights come on. The show's about to start. Blam. Celine comes on with a glittery gold suit, singing her hit single in it. I don't really know.
Whitney would know.
The opening song.
Power of Love.
Something
was
it? Well.
Was it? Yeah, it was the Power of Love.
Yeah, okay, Power of Love.
Was it this one, Josh? No,
yep, that's it. That's it. Hey, I remember that one.
Mate, you don't go, you don't agree
you
with
program?
Us. We won't give you
a program.
All right, then what?
I don't ask for money.
No, even though I didn't know what she was singing, I was still heavily impressed with her performance. It was, again, phenomenal, honestly. After a couple songs, though, I was confused because she seems to stop singing and started talking.
Oh, no.
I think she said something along the lines of, Celine's known for singing, but Celine's true passion is talking.
Did she say that in the third person?
Yeah, she did.
She doesn't do, she doesn't try and be funny, does she?
Celine's gone bonkers.
this segment of talking, she was trying to be funny. I mean, she was... She was just I don't know, to be honest. It was really long, so I kind of zoned out. She was just like, she wanted to make out with Ryan Reynolds and she'd like a movie deal. I have no idea.
Right.
Wow.
She's
gone bonkers.
Yeah,
right?
Full cougar.
Anyway.
Did someone come out and inject her with something? I mean, what happened at this point?
Is she in the same outfit? Did she change outfits?
Well, not yet. Okay. But, anyway,
how many songs in are we, by the way?
Of Celine's?
So far, how many songs has she sung?
She's like 4 songs in, I guess. Maybe 3.
How long does she talk for?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, oh, what? God,
really long.
Oh,
too much. It did go over time, the show. So,
okay.
Yeah, a bit like this segment.
Anyway, that segment was followed by more singing.
Followed by more singing.
Okay.
That's what we came for. Interesting enough, I couldn't figure out which was the best Celine Dion song, as after every song, Whitney would start going, this one's her best song, this one's her favourite.
Who was more annoying, Whitney or
Celine Dion?
Celine.
We might have to get Whitney in here,
right,
I think.
I'll tell you because, what, hold fire there.
Hold fire. There was a highlight for everybody there.
Yeah.
Someone came out and performed with Celine Dion. We're going to talk about that next.
Just as a little word of appetite, if you've got that first grab of Whitney, then just have a listen to, this is the voice you'll hear is Whitney going loose. Yeah.
Oh, my God! All by myself anymore. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow. Did she say, oh my God, a lot?
Yes.
And did you get her home safely? It sounds, we sent her along to look after you. It sounds like she's gone off chops.
Basically a babysitter, honestly. That's
it. All right, we'll come back and we'll find out more about the concert.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We've got Josh, the work experience kid, saw Celine Dion last night on our behalf. He's halfway through the review at the moment.
Halfway through the review. Whitney's joining us. Before we get there, though, you told us you were aghast at the cost of a hot dog. Yes. Could I hear that you also returned a burger because it was too expensive?
Well, I did grab a burger at first and a Pepsi and as well, but we brought it up. And the burger was $16.
That is outrageous. Yes.
It was a very small burger. Yeah, burger. A takeaway burger.
So what'd you do?
In a Bain Marie.
Well, I took the walk of shame back to the food rack, put it back and got a hot dog.
Because it was cheap.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, the
tickets cost us $1,000, but don't worry about it. Thanks for not breaking the bank.
We've got in the studio with us, Whitney, our producer, who accompanied Josh, because she is probably one of the biggest fans of all time of Celine Dion.
Have you seen the footage from the concert that was taken? Here's the footage. Whitney losing it and him on his friggin' mobile phone, I'm sure, texting his mates going, dude, I'm at the worst concert ever.
It's our Insta story, by the way. You can see that at Kennedy Molloy on Instagram.
Yeah. All right, so.
Did you get bored ever, Josh?
Well, I just zoned out. Like, I wouldn't say I got bored. That's just me. Wow.
Whitney, now we'd like to hear your view of it. How was it?
It was mind-boggling, phenomenal. I'm still shaking.
You're so happy. I've never seen a girl so happy.
Well, it's one of those things where you think, oh, it'll never happen. I'll never get to see that artist. And then something happened. It made it even greater. I could cry talking about it.
I did too.
I'm so excited for you.
What was that thing that happened?
Well, she brought some guy out in the concert, like halfway.
All right, let's have a listen to...
Not just some guy.
Let's have a listen who she brought out.
Is that John Farnham? It's John Bloody Farnham.
Yeah. Now you're in the seventh level of hell. Now you are right in it.
Whitney, you were losing it because John Farnham was singing. And what was Josh doing? What was he saying to you?
Josh, I made him stand up and dance with me because I was like, holy hell. And then at the end of the song, I'm like, how incredible was that? And he was like, yeah, who is that guy? Why is everyone standing up? I was like, God. I wanted to punch him.
You didn't know who John Farnham was?
I still have no clue. No one sold me. I just know his name.
You are kidding. Your parents have got a lot to answer for.
Was he Porky? He's porked up a bit.
Hang on, don't say that. He's not Porky.
Well, I didn't have my glasses, but...
He's not Porky. What? Stay off Farnsie.
At the end of the night,
alone.
At the end of the night, I put Josh in a cab and I messaged his mother to say he's on his way home. There's a bit of traffic, but FYI, someone needs to talk to you about why your son does not know who John Farnham is or The Voice.
Well, that is a disgrace.
Do you have? We need to wind this up.
Yes.
Do you have a review? Do you have a
score?
What's your?
I should give my score.
Yes.
I
mean, what is it?
Well, honestly, it was very good. I didn't even know how. I mean, most of the songs, and I thought it was again phenomenal.
All right,
I'm
going to
give
score?
This a 7.5 out of 10.
7.5. Jeez, you thought this one? He's 0.5 for John Farnham. Does he get anything?
Oh,
what about her outfits?
Oh, hideous.
Okay, we will be back. Thank you very much, Josh.
Well done. That's a good review, young fellow.
Lee Sales are standing by to have a chat.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yep, and it's going to go down to the wire, let me tell you. Paul Manafort, the trial. We may put it up on blocks. Some interesting details coming out.
Excellent.
Fashion sense mainly.
A Colombian drug dog. I love hearing something like that.
Well, it's in hiding.
We better not give away where the dog is.
Well, all right, don't do that.
Have you put your partner under the bus? Not literally, but have you...
You'll be able to put your hand up for that one. Oh. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much more, but let's begin. Yeah, by welcoming our special guest, it's Lee Sales. Oh, Lee.
Hello.
Great to have you back to the program.
And, thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. We were talking earlier in the show about songs that you put on in the boudoir that might...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes. We might get the juices flowing that may or may not...
That'd make you feel good, really, I think.
Anything that you think of in particular?
Look, the song that sort of first comes to mind is... Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up.
What?
Lee. No.
I feel like if I met a man who liked Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up, I feel like...
Now there's big collusion going on.
Whip your skirt off right now.
What is going... Don't you speak about whipping Lee Sal's skirt off. Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
You'll get in big trouble.
Hashtag me too.
All right, yes, here we go.
I don't want that
image.
That's
part of the film clip, everyone.
Well, it puts us in a good mood, good feeling mood.
All right.
Lee, there's a few things that we wanted to tackle that you've been tackling this week. One is the drought, which is a serious issue. I actually noticed that both supermarket chains, Woolworths and Coles, are now saying they're going to be putting profits, that's Woolworths, on Saturday as going towards the drought. Coles are doing something as well. What have you been looking at on 7:30?
Look, we started last week doing a series. We had 3 days in a row of quite long stories going out to do drought stories, and we tried to get them as best we could told from the perspective of the farmers. So we met these three different families. All three stories were amazing. We've put them together as one special now on iView. But the thing that really stuck with me out of it was actually the impact that it was having on the teenage kids in the families.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because... the kids were, because it becomes such hard work on a farm in a drought, because you have to hand feed all of the cattle, the kids would get pressed into trying to help as well. And things like if cows, when they sit down and they can't get up because they're not doing very well, the kids would be pressed in to try to help get them back up and rehydrate them and stuff. And then, if the animals died, it was a big impact on the kids. And of course, the kids are tired for school because they got to get up early and help on the farm.
Yep. Wow.
Oh man, it was
it's a domino effect of
it's a tough gig at the best of times.
It is, yes.
And so much time and respect for regional Australia and these parts of Australia that's by far the most interesting as far as I'm concerned. But there are times like this, and it seems to occur every two, 3 years
of time,
we get this.
Yeah.
And it's a heartbreaker. So anything anyone can do to help, and I'm talking specifically to governments and people in a position of power.
Well, the people with a bit of funding.
Well, and also now because there's a lot of fundraising activities happening. You mentioned a couple, Jane, that I've seen other appeals around. Even my son's primary school, they've got a thing on Monday, Fiverr for a farmer.
Yep.
There's lots of opportunities for everyone now to give some money. So, you know, even if it's only $2 or whatever you've got that you can spare, it's good to do it.
Can I mention, I've told the story before, but I do admire it because it speaks volumes about these people. But people often ask us when we're touring around what's the Australian sense of humour, and it's very hard to put it out there. But I remember seeing a long time ago on A Current Affair or something, there was doing a story on a farmer, and it was a terrible, terrible story. The bank had foreclosed on a farm that had been in the family for over three generations, and it was a terrible, terrible story. And you could see that he was just done. And at the end of the interview, towards the end of the interview, the interviewer says, "So how long has it been since it rained?" And the guy goes, "Well, put it this way, son. I've got five-year-old frogs that don't know how to swim." Now, it's not the funniest joke in the world, but I admire in the face of bravery, in the face of everything that's going wrong, you've still got, I don't know, the courage to put some kind of
Well, I think that's something you always notice, the Australian sense of humour in this. Is that what you pick up, Lee?
Oh, completely. And just people's general resilience. I mean, I remember when I was a really young reporter in the 90s doing a story in Cunnamulla in Queensland where there was a young kid. It had started raining. I was doing a story about the drought breaking. This five-year-old kid was playing in puddles because he'd never seen any before.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, I'm starting to see photos in newspapers this week of kids, you know, and stories that they've never been in a puddle themselves. They've got gumboots, but they've never got them wet.
Right. Yeah, God. Well, we had this lovely teenage girl was talking about her dad and just saying, you know, how hard he was working. And she said, Dad, when he's in a good mood, when it's raining, he'll often make us pastries for breakfast because everything's going great. And she said, I haven't eaten them for a really long time.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really sad.
We'll go to a song, which I think, oh, my God, have you requested this?
And is this another bedroom song?
Listen, it could be. Because, and you'll explain the reason why when we come back, Lee.
I will.
Yeah, you've got a lot of explaining.
What's the song?
Anyway, strap yourselves in. It's Highway to the Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Yes!
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee's beaming because she's just heard one of her favourite songs because it's one of her favourite movies, Top Gun.
Is that a euphemism of anything? It's Fly Me to the Danger Zone. What are we talking about?
Well, you love your Tom Cruise, don't you, Lee?
Well, I was going to check. Has anyone there seen the new Mission Impossible? Because I'm going tomorrow night and I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's had great word of mouth.
Mission Impossible 22?
Mission Impossible Fallout. And do you know one of the things I like about it? I looked it up. It only runs for 1 hour 50 minutes because I've got a real bee in my bonnet about films that are too long.
Me too.
I agree.
But that sounds long to me.
Well, I'd prefer 1 hour 30. Yeah, 1.5 hours.
Well, if they cut out all his running really fast scenes, it'd probably go.
Well, clearly.
But do you know, it got me thinking because obviously, you know, Danger Zone's from Top Gun. It got me thinking because I was watching a promo for Mission Impossible and thinking about Tom Cruise. And I know, like, you know, there's a lot of crazy around Tom Cruise and all the rest of it. But I don't know if it's because of the era I grew up in where, you know, Top Gun was absolutely massive, followed by Cocktail. When I see Tom Cruise, to me, he just looks like, when he does that smile, he looks like capital M, capital S, movie star.
You would go to water if you met him. And what I think is happening here.
That's like suggesting that you have you?
I have met Tom Cruise.
Are you serious?
I sat next to Tom Cruise at a dinner party.
Wow.
Wow. What was he like?
He was charming, funny.
Did he sit on your lap? Did you have to burp him?
No, but here's what happened. It's one of the first times I've never eaten because I didn't want to get any parsley or anything caught in my teeth, so I didn't eat. And
did you ask the hosts to play Bucks Fizz Making Your Mind? Hey.
I didn't, but I will say it was. It was when he was in Sydney doing Mission Impossible at the time, and he was delightful.
Wow!
And he is a great guy. So I think he's someone he should be on your list to interview, Lee. Paul McCartney. Yeah.
I heard when he was Cruise. On. The, I heard Whack when he was on the set of one of the Mission Impossibles. He wanted to tell the crew off, right? Mm-hmm. So he went into hair and makeup, took off his shirt, had his upper torso made up so he could run in and point at the crew and go, "You are letting yourselves down."
Really?
I'm telling you.
That might be an apocryphal story. We don't know.
It comes from pretty good source.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
I don't think I could interview him because I bet you they come with all the BS about no questions about Scientology.
Yeah, of course it would. Now, there'd be too many caveats for you to negotiate.
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
But were there caveats when you interviewed Sir Paul McCartney?
No.
See, you could have asked him about that wife. The Mills. Hey, Sir Paul, what happened there?
Such a great songwriter. You have really poor taste in women.
That was crazy.
What have done wonders for our rapport.
Lee, what have we got
coming
up?
Speaking of music, what about Pink just quickly?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening?
Look, I'm sort of mystified by that. Like, people get sick, right? And I think you think how hard it must be to do a show like that, two and a half, 3 hours on stage.
Well, Mick's just taken 2 days off this show, Lee. He was down.
Been suffering a very similar.
Yes, they're both dehydrated.
We're both spent. We're both sick of doing all the heavy lifting for those around us.
Too much time in the bedroom to Bucks Fizz.
That's how it started, Doc.
Lee, the concerts are going ahead on Saturday, but there were 4 Sydney concerts that didn't go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I just sort of wondered why it was such a gigantic drama.
Oh, people
sorry for her.
What can we expect tonight? What will we see tonight on 7:30?
We're talking about Jared Lyle, the golfer who sadly died, and just talking to one of his mates, another golfer, about the impact that he had on the PGA and how he handled himself all through his illness. Yep. We've got a story about Tasmanian Devils.
What's the deal there?
Well, the deal there is that about 80% of them have been killed off over the years by this horrible tumour thing. Mm. The remaining 20% appear to be mating a little bit too much with their own brothers and sisters.
This is a common story in Tasmania.
There's not enough diversity, and so they're at risk of dying out.
So they're going to piff them out of Tassie and...
No, we should take one. We should get one.
I don't want a Tasmanian devil. They're not the most pleasant of animals.
How dare you?
Yeah, no. I'm a bit Tasmanian devilist.
No, there's a 2-year-old devil, I think his name's like Emery or something like that, who's been bred to be introduced in with the ladies so that they can have a bit of diversity. So his whole task is, dude, go and mate with all these lady Tasmanian devils so we can get a bit more diversity in the gene pool.
Maybe a bit of Bucks Fizz.
Not every haircut. And whooshka.
Thank you, Lee. Great to talk to you as always. And we'll watch you tonight on the ABC on 7.
Great to have you back on.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
We've taken over the
we've abandoned the rundown.
We have abandoned the rundown. We do that sometimes because the callers are calling from right around Australia with songs that they like a bit of sexy time to, or they feel pretty good in the boudoir.
Well, we've been running a few of these up the flagpole. Dave, what was yours again?
My one when I'm looking for a little bit of Mrs. D action. That's Darude with Sandstorm.
Stop it! All I can think of is just leather pants on you.
Leather pants, jocks. Some kind of downstairs room.
And oil.
Lots of it.
Scary.
Hey, everyone's getting into the spirit of things. We've got a few. You can call us, of course. You can contact us via social media.
Yeah.
He's from Twitter. This is Matt. What about bonking away to Benny Hill theme song?
It's more running around a bedroom before you do the bonk.
You need more than 2 people there.
You do.
You need to come out of the room, come back in with more.
And you need 3 women.
Three women and 1 policeman. What about this one from Warren Haffenden?
Mm-hmm.
Dentist Jane gets me going in the bedroom.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, hey.
I look in the mirror, and what do I see? One big smile, smiling straight.
Yeah, that's about it. And a piano accordion. Just while we're at it.
Bear that in mind.
Yeah. We go to the callers, actually. Okay. I think we've got Alicia on the line. Hi, Alicia, what's your song?
Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Look, I love that song, but tell me, is your boyfriend or husband Jesse?
Well, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband.
Okay.
But all my mates are football players.
Sorry.
I love them so much that I wish I was Jesse's girl.
The football player.
Or my footballer's mate's wife.
All
right.
Yeah.
Alicia,
I know. I know where you're going.
Fair call. Alicia, we've probably jumped to the wrong conclusion there.
We have. But that's a great song.
Clearly you like girls.
I have to say. Daryl, how are you?
That wasn't awkward at all, was it?
Not awkward.
See the way I handled that
smoothly? Yeah, real slick.
Just, oh, shut up, mate. Wait.
Seamless.
Well, stop banging on about it then. It's not smooth now, is it?
We didn't hear enough of Jessie's Girl.
We didn't. All right, let's hear
Jessie's Girl. Alicia wants it. Hey.
I loved Rick Springfield.
And, yeah, I've been with Jessie's Girl a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't tell their wives about that.
No.
No, you can't. Oh,
okay.
This is so interesting.
Oh, we might move on.
No, I'd like to hear more.
All right. Alicia's going to get some.
Thank you very much, Bickle.
Yeah. I'd be more confused.
All right, let's go to...
Am I delirious?
Yes. Daryl, how are you?
What's going on?
Not too shabby for a Thursday afternoon.
Good on you, Daryl.
Daryl.
Love hearing
Daryl, you sound like a decent fella.
I'm just a bogan from Moree that lives in Cross Arbor now.
You're our core audience, Daryl.
Good on you, Daryl.
Well, love that.
We're very interested to know, what are you popping on in the boudoir, mate?
Well, mate, the ultimate one's that old. It's, I think it was back from the 60s, and there's probably not a lot of lines in it you can play on the radio, but Clarence Carter, Stroking.
I'm stroking.
Oh,
hey,
I remember that
one. Hello.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Well, if I hear that coming out of your bedroom, Daryl, I'm going to give it a wide berth.
Yeah.
And if you can't get that one, Alice Cooper, Better Nail.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Nice one, Daryl.
Anyway, my wife and I have seen him 3 times live in the Gold Coast and Brisbane. So, hey, it just gets it going as soon as you mention Alice Cooper.
There you go.
Love hearing that. Like we've got a prize for Daryl.
We do. A Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you and a shout out to our friends in Coffs Harbour. Moffy for breakfast. Moffy. Up in Coffs. So,
g'day.
Yeah, great to have you on board.
Same with Big Banana.
That's it.
Yeah. The Big Banana.
Baby.
Good on you, Daryl. Hey, we got Toby on the line. G'day, Tobes. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, that's too bad. Finish the day off with a beer. So
nice one.
Gone early,
where are you calling from, Toby?
Bayswater.
Okay, in Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria.
Bayswater. Good on you. Victoria came in very low on the survey.
Yeah, 6 or 7.
Not enough route going on in
Victoria's
Victoria.
Got a long way to go.
You need to pull the finger out, Toby. What do you got?
Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Hell yeah. I can see that getting everything up and about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do have a backup one in case the girls are in the mood for that, which is Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Oh, you're singing along, Toby.
I love them. Like, I'm like 20. All my mates hate this Rock of Ages music, but I love it.
Good for you, mate.
I like that you love
big
that.
Big hair rock.
I'll tell you what we'll give Toby is tickets to go see Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, if that's like
hang on, what?
Oh, yeah, it's the world premiere, Toby. Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Boy, hit cinemas August 23. We're going to get you to there. A signed copy of the soundtrack by Jim. And you can get your special price double album hits stores August 17. So congratulations, mate.
Good on you, Toby. Yeah, that's great. Good for you. We're going to take it home. Let's go with Colin. Because Colin's got one that I reckon I could... do right in the studio right now.
Yeah, it's kind of more of an instructional thing for me. It's Nutbush Billy.
Nutbush.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, I always back it up with a bit of the chicken dance.
Yeah, right, so girls don't go for the chicken
dance. You've got the nutbush. You've got the meaning of the nut and the bush.
If you do the actions to the chicken dance, it works out pretty well.
I reckon that's like at about 2 o'clock in the morning after a wedding. You're guaranteed to pull one then.
Yep.
Well, it's pretty common known fact that weddings are the best thing to get a bit of action.
We've all gone home for a bit of horizontal nut bush after the wedding.
Hey, thanks, Colin, for the call.
Appreciate that. Yep. Lots of calls. Keep your suggestions coming through on all the social medias as well. Kennedy Malloy, that's Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And, you can call us anytime you want, anywhere around Australia.
Idiots.
On 1-3-3-5-3.
Get you way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
We love our dog stories, our animal stories, so it's a bit of time for a bit of this.
Let's go.
Nick and Jane, Gone Wild.
You brought this one to my attention, Mick.
Well, I've been sitting at home watching Acres of TV.
You have?
And Jim, what's his name? It's an Australian comedian.
Jeffries.
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah. He's got a pretty funny show. It's got great moments in it. Brought this story to my attention, and I've gone and sussed it out. It was originally from the Washington Post. This is bloody funny. It's a story of a drug dog from Bogota, Colombia. Her name's Sombra. Oh. It's a 6-year-old German Shepherd.
Oh.
Has helped Colombian police detect more than 2,000 kilos of cocaine hidden in suitcases, which I believe has a street value of somewhere in the vicinity of $900 million.
Oh, so
this thing, and he's he's a legend in the police force. Yeah, well, it's not good for Sombra.
Why?
Because the cartels have put a hit out on him.
Oh, no.
I know, isn't this terrible?
Oh, my God.
So Sombra, beautiful picture Sombra. Yes. It's like a very dark German Shepherd-y type. And at the peak of its power, got 2 years till retirement, and it now, on the way home, so they have to, they pop it in a van with tinted windows.
Oh, my God.
There's two, it has two security guards who look after it.
Jeez.
And then they go and put it into like a police.
Like a
witness protection. Because these bastards are going to come for Sombra because they're the head of the cartel.
They have to disguise it like an old English sheepdog or something like that.
Get it out.
Get it. Add a bit of shaggy hair
to it. Have a pop it in a really big handbag.
Yes, exactly.
And give it to a woman to get out.
Oh, that's amazing. I've just reading too, and then you've given me the story. Her sense of smell is far beyond that of other dogs. Oh, she's just a
top of her game, Sombra.
That's amazing.
And it's just, but to put a hit out on a dog, I mean, that's in dog circles, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah, that is as good as it gets.
You know why dogs can smell so well, don't you?
Because
I
do.
Well, do you know why dogs put their heads out the windows of cars?
Because it's like a high. Because they're just all the
drugs,
smells.
It's like drugs to a dog.
Yeah, drugs to a dog.
So everyone goes.
Makes them so happy.
Because they've got such a sense of smell that you put your head out the window and it's just like bam, crack cocaine.
No kidding.
For a dog. Yeah. So when you go, oh, isn't he cute? You go, no, he's off his chops. Your dog. That's why dogs ride the back of utes. Take the long way, Dad.
I love that.
This is fantastic. But what do we do about Sombra?
Yeah.
They're going to have to get in a couple of like stunt doubles.
That's what I'm thinking. They'd have to do that. I'm so worried about it.
I'm so worried
that.
About Sombra now too, because it's 6-year-old German Shepherd. What do you do?
It's the Gulf Clan, and that's a cartel. It says it boasts its own guerrilla army.
El Chapo's involved somehow.
Jeez.
El Chapo, call it off.
That's one thing I'm going to talk to El Chapo about.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I've been watching the series. I feel like I could relate to him. I feel like he'll listen to me.
I've turned a blind eye to all the antics of these drug cartels.
Yep. Just don't go anywhere near Sombra.
If the head of that dog ends up in anyone's bed,
done.
I'll be really upset.
Let's not encourage it. All right.
That would be fun.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big thanks to everyone who rang in to say, good on you, Mickey. You're a real trooper.
You ask people to ring.
Well,
that's a bit sad. You're trying to drum up your own sympathy.
Well, I'm just saying there was a lot of interest in my health and it was all very supportive.
We've got someone else. We've got someone on the line now who's interested in your health. Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Really good. What did you want to ask, Mickey?
Well, Mick, when are you doing your catch-up shows? Is that on this Saturday? I mean, Pink rescheduled, so I'm sort of figuring you'll probably reschedule as well, mate.
Hey.
Hang on, let me have a think about it. Get stuffed, Rick.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to hear any podcast sort of stuff that he's recorded previously. I want live on a Saturday, coming in and doing it for the team.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you give me your home address and I'll come around there and perform for you live on site, mate.
Rick might like that.
You like that, Rick?
I live up at Early Beach. I think you might like the holiday.
Early Beach. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Perfect today, postcard tomorrow.
Well, thanks for the call, Rick. Mick is performing.
He's bringing you from Early Beach to make me...
Because he's living the good life. You are performing tonight on the front bar on Channel 7. What time is it?
I'll be leaving here and going straight to the front bar at 8:45 tonight, and it's a cracker.
Great.
It is. I'm so excited. Well, Joe Watson, of course, is back in town, fresh from his barista work in New York, and also Alan Jakovich. Now, Alan Jakovich, this is like getting the Great Gatsby. This guy is one of the all-time enigmas of the game. Mm. He has been elusive. Can't pin him down. We've got him tonight, and the footy community world's gone pretty bonkers about it.
Bananas.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. Have a look. Wait till you see the highlights reel of this guy.
Fantastic.
8:45, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Hobart, regionals and Sydney and Brisbane. Check your local guides.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, while we were talking, the theme of the day was songs you'd put on in the boudoir. Oh, yeah. Carl Wayne contacted us social to say Bee Gees, Tragedy.
Oh, hang on.
I don't know how that works out.
That's a bit sad, really.
Is that when things it's can't
a bit defeatist?
Get quite up and happening?
It is indeed. Anyway, there you go.
Mike Burr also said there was one. Have we got this one? He said, just caught the end of the last talkback subject, not even sure what it's about.
Right, okay. What did he want?
But if my hunch is right, Unskinny Bob by Poison. Mike.
I hope you're right.
I love the way he says, not even sure what it's about.
All right.
On our socials that come in, this is a post that we got.
Well done
on
today, everybody,
Facebook.
Too, by the way. Love it. Getting involved.
There was Olivia Newton-John is coming out to have, she's in conversation, she's on stage, she's going to talk about her life.
Yeah.
And it's hosted by Ray Martin. And Damon Zanis has written to Kennedy Malloy and says, Ray Martin, was Mick unavailable?
Oh, well, he's done it before.
Well, you've interviewed Olivia so well
before. You know what? You'd be
I think
very
we
careful.
Might reminisce.
Do you want to hear it?
Let's listen to the skills of Mick interviewing Olivia Newton-John.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Oh, sorry, pardon me. I may have gone. I'm like, all the two. I know he's very unwell.
He's very ill.
Sorry,
he's
pardon
very,
me.
No, he was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
You killed off Kaniki.
Now, I don't understand why they didn't ask you.
In my defence, I was ultimately proved right.
Pre-sale tickets for the Olivia Newton-John in conversation with Ray Martin on sale now,
first,
by the way.
First with the news.
I better get that in at the State Theatre in Sydney.
Sorry, my mistake. Yeah.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Oh, sorry, pardon me. I may have gone.
You were literally going to say to Olivia Newton-John, I may have gone too early.
I've killed one of your family members. Hey, guess what? A new opening tonight, Brick Lane Brewery. Sorry, I can't be there, guys. Have one for me. It's got to be great.
Have one for me.
Front bar tonight.
See you on the front bar, Mickey.
See you tonight, Mrs. D. Looking forward to it.
Hey,
two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.